USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For the first time in this primary and caucus season, Democratic presidential hopefuls will go before a racially diverse electorate. The Nevada caucuses are the third contest after Iowa and New Hampshire, and Bernie Sanders is leading in the polls. A new poll shows Sanders, who is a self-described Democratic socialist, way out in front in Nevada. Moderate Pete Buttigieg, who was neck and neck with Sanders in the first two contests, is going after the Vermont senator for his more extreme positions.
Even though he's got a very strong base of support, that's clearly not what most Democrats want.
Buttigieg has been focusing on key issues for Democrats, including climate change and health care. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now courting labor unions.
I promise you, you will not regret having supported me.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
China is suspending more tariffs on U.S. imports of industrial goods in response to a truce in the trade war with Washington. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, joins Fox News and says this is great news for U.S. companies.
I think they need U.S. consumer goods. That's point number one, all of our exports. Point number two, there's a certain goodwill here. Point number three, it's consistent with the historic Phase One China deal.
Okay.
It's absolutely consistent. And here's something that most economists won't tell you about, in all honesty. Because of the trade deal with China, because of the trade deal with USMCA, Mexico, and Canada, the U.S. is poised on an export boom, because President Trump has rewritten the old deals and is now opening markets as well as making structural changes on things like IP theft and enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. women's soccer team has filed a lawsuit over unequal pay. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who was also accused using the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.